This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Now an update in a story we've been following closely for weeks here in Vermont. Today, a judge in Rutland Criminal Court significantly reduced the bail for Jack Sawyer from $100,000 down to $10,000. Sawyer is the young man accused of plotting to attack Fairhaven Union High School. He's now facing two misdemeanor charges. VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors was in the courtroom this morning, and he joins me now. Hi, Liam.
Hey, Henry.
So what was the ruling today in Rutland?
Well, as you said, the court significantly reduced the bail in Jack Sawyer's case down from $100,000 to $10,000. So a pretty big reduction there. Also, as part of the ruling, there were a number of conditions that the court continued to have imposed on Sawyer if he's released. Those conditions are pretty much the same conditions the court had initially imposed on Sawyer, including a curfew, that he would be released under the watch of his father, and that he not go to Fairhaven Union High School, to name a few.
And what were the factors that went into Judge Zone's decision, that's the judge in the case, to reduce bail so significantly?
Well, under Vermont statute, bail can't be used to punish the defendant, and bail also can't be used to ensure public safety. Bail can only be used to ensure that the defendant in the case shows back up for court. And so conditions like the ones like curfew and that Sawyer is released under the watch of his father, those can be used to ensure public safety, but bail can't be. So that's part of the court's decision on reducing the bail. Another factor is that Sawyer is now only facing two misdemeanor charges with a maximum of 3 years in prison. Before, he was facing life in prison without the possibility of parole, but the prosecution dropped those four serious charges that carried that sentence with it.
And that has to do with the laws around attempt, right, in Vermont. Separately, the court used a new law today that was part of that package of gun restrictions, which Governor Scott signed just a few weeks ago. They used an extreme risk protection order. What is that exactly?
Well, as you said, Governor Scott signed this law just a couple of weeks ago. It was part of the gun bills that he signed into law, and it was actually one of the ones that got a lot of support in the legislature, really was not divisive at all. And so what this order does is it prevents Jack Sawyer from having or purchasing any weapons. So he wouldn't have access to any firearms, dangerous weapons whatsoever. It's meant to keep those sorts of things away from him, and it lasts for 6 months. And the state's attorney's office can kind of reapply for it again in 6 months if they still think it's necessary.
And the argument for him not having weapons being that he would be considered an extreme risk to himself or others?
Exactly. Yeah, it's meant to, again, protect, you know, and be part of protecting public safety.
Finally, now that bail has been reduced, what's next for Jack Sawyer?
Well, he could post bail. So when that happens, he would be released. And, you know, then he would have to abide by the conditions that the court has set. So, you know, the curfew, he would have to stay under the watch of his father. Another condition was that within 72 hours of release, he would have to undergo a mental health screening by a professional. So that could be at the Brattleboro Retreat or some other place, but that's, you know, one of the number of conditions that Sawyer would have to follow upon release.
That's VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks so much.
You bet.